Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live.
Hello and welcome to our Sports 360 AZ stream show. I am Eliav Gabay, your host for this episode. And this show is brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That's Desert Financial Credit Union. We're going to start out talking Suns, then we're going to hop over to recruiting in the next segment. But as far as the Suns go, yes, Devin Booker has been fantastic as always. Dylan Brooks has stepped up with Jalen Green's absence. Colin Gillespie has been fantastic. Jordan Goodwin has been there as well. And Mark Williams has absolutely shown that he is worth being here in the desert. But for all that to work, head coach Jordan Ott has got to be on his ones and twos. He's got to dot the I's and cross the T's. He's got to be the man that the Suns have been searching for in the coaching position. And that's why he's a great candidate for Coach of the Year so far. The Phoenix Suns are one of the surprise teams of this NBA season, led by head coach Jordan Ott. And if you watch any of his press conferences, if you pay attention to any of his mannerisms, you would never know that it's his first year as a head coach. He's had these guys locked in since day one.
He's a guru. You know, he studies the game at a high level. I've spoken on it before. He's not just watching our games. He's watching everybody across the league and what's working and what's not. The evolution of it, you know, he doesn't feel like he has all the right answers. He understands that the game's changing and evolving at the same time, and you have to keep up.
It's great coaching that inspires guys like Colin Gillespie and Jordan Goodwin to step up and helps put guys like Dylan Brooks in positions to have career years.
They always up the pressure. You know, they continue. They have a chemistry, a high level of chemistry, and, you know, the ball's hopping around, and, you know, there's no dip off when we step off the floor. So we understand that's important to go where we're trying to go. Keep everybody confident, keep everybody involved, we'll be in a good spot.
And this is no fluff story. These Suns are deep in the playoff hunt, boasting one of the best defenses in the league, and they've done it without one of their best players in Jalen Green.
We want to take care of the paint. We want to take care of the rim, but we also want to get there on the catch. A lot of that's just effort. You know, it's just all-out effort. Our pressure on the ball hopefully helps us save us just an extra second on some of that. It's hard to do it for 82. You can have a million different excuses. Early game, back-to-back, road trips. But when your best players play hard, it's easy to get the group, or it's easier to get the group to follow. So, again, Book is different. Book is just, you know, you talk about the scoring, you talk about the three levels of scoring, but the effort he puts forth on the defensive end. And then again tonight, I thought his ability to share, make the right play again and again and again. When your best player does that, it's easy to follow.
As the Suns continue to impress, there's no doubt that Ott has earned serious consideration for Coach of the Year.
He has a way with connecting with the players, putting us in position to succeed, you know, offensively and defensively, connecting us. I think he's also willing to listen, you know, see what we see out there and why he's coaching us, and you know, him listening to adapting during the game. So I think it's just all the above.
As Green continues to warm up, right behind me, he'll get ready to join the team soon, and Ott will welcome him back with open arms. In Phoenix, Eliav Gabay, Sports 360 AZ. Welcome back to our stream show. In this segment, we're going to talk recruiting with Cody Cameron and Sam Valenti in the recruiting roundup. These guys are fantastic. They're all over it with all the Arizona high school football products, looking at the next level for the gridiron. So without further ado, the recruiting roundup.
Hey Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome into the Ortho Arizona Recruiting Roundup. I'm back as your co-host, Claudia Collins, alongside Cody Cameron. And if you didn't know, I had a baby. I went on maternity leave in the middle of the football season. I promise that I didn't do that on purpose, but I feel like I missed so much, Cody. So can you kind of just, maybe for everyone else too, who kind of needs a end of year recap, what did I really miss as far as recruiting goes, October, November, December?
I think we should cue the music, like, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I think first that of all, was
there we go, there we go.
Music.
Nice. There it is. Very exciting. What did you, I guess, one, it was an amazing season. We missed you on the sidelines, but I felt like when you look at recruiting with the class of 2026, it had opportunities, obviously, to get recruited. But it was tough. The portal's making things tough right now, Claudia. And the NCAA continues to change rulings. And I don't know. It's like I never call myself an expert in everything. But looking and looking at recruiting the landscape every single year, it seems like it changes. And so now you have quote unquote red shirts might be able to play 9 games. And at this point, the NCAA is like, yeah, these college players are just going to stay in 5. That's going to be a major impact to recruiting. But when you look at our in-state class of 2026 kids, signed some amazing kids. We had some top level talent. Now it's kind of trickling through. And we'll talk about some other kids that are continually getting recruited right now, even with the early signing period. About it's already happened about a month ago as we get to the next signing period in February. But I am really excited, really, really excited for the upcoming class of 2027 and the 2028s, which is just crazy to say, right? I mean, class of 2028, we're thinking of, yeah, these are babies. Well, no, they're not. They're about to be incoming juniors. And these colleges down here in the month of January, which is the NCAA contact period, they are getting ready to recruit a ton of these 2027 and 2028 players.
Well, I think there's no better place to start for us in 2026 than with some 2026 guys. So let's start over at Ironwood running back Kevontae Paul, one of the many great examples of kids today that get it done in the classroom, get it done in the field. He's got a 4.0 GPA, and let's talk some more numbers because he broke his school's single game rushing record, not once, but twice this season. He's set the record at 339 yards, but where'd he commit, Cody?
So I love this kid. I watched him play against Desert Vista his junior year in a 5A, 6A crossover game, and I really thought he was the best player on the football field. Great story, too, Ironwood, a school that doesn't get talked about too much. Some of the West Valley reporters do a great job of covering him. Richard Smith being one of those guys. Kevontae Paul, he commits to Fort Lewis, and it's in the RMAC, a Division II conference where I've told a lot of kids, if you're getting recruited by Division II schools right now, take it. Division II football, it's at its best. And we're constantly seeing in these cycles right now, Claudia, if you become an All-American at Division II football, NCAA Division II, a Division I opportunity is probably going to come. Division I coaches, especially in the FCS, they want Division II All-Americans. And it's kind of like the old JUCO route. You go to JUCO for 2 years, work your way up. I look at Kevontae Paul. It's an opportunity for him to play right away and is a special talent. And Claudia, he broke a lot of those records, rushed for over 1,200 yards this year on a bum ankle for a couple weeks too. He got injured, kind of tried to play through it. He's a tremendous talent, and it's a story where you exactly correct. When you take care of business in the classroom, opportunities present itself if the game film matches. Kevontae Paul just did that. I'm so excited for this kid. He verbally committed, like I said, to Fort Lewis.
Another great athlete to talk about, Coconino 2026 linebacker Gavin Moran, another guy who's getting it done in all aspects. He's now in wrestling season. I saw he just had his senior night. Insert some clips there because it's always fun to see that kind of thing. He looks like he's off to a great start in his wrestling season, but what did I miss in his football season? Because this guy was not on my radar at the end of the year.
Yeah, that 4A Northern region, it's some of the best football in the 4A conference. Great teams, and there's always kind of like hidden gems up there. And Gavin Moran's one of them, 6'1", 215, great grades, tremendous grades, near a 4.0 GPA. You mentioned his wrestling stats, wrestling currently at 215, and he's a total butt kicker on the mat. And then you watch his film, and he plays like that, tough, hard-nosed football player, great tackler, really, really smart instincts. And so it's a kid I'm not going to say late bloomer because he's picked up some offers early in the year, but he had a great in-state offer come in this week to Ottawa. That's a staff that was fairly new this past year. They had a new staff, kind of a revamp, and they're just kind of setting the mold, and they want to recruit in-state, and they want kids like this, especially at the NAIA level. I think it's a great fit. Same thing. It's an opportunity for Gavin Moran, who, hey, physically and the weight room numbers and the intelligence, he's ready to go. I think he's a kid who's ready to play day one for a college program like this. And like I said, it's only January, and more teams and schools be making their way into Arizona. I think you might see some more D2, D3 action for this kid because he's highly recruitable because of the game film and because of his great grades. And then he's a multi-sport athlete. Those are better recruiting players in the eyes of college coaches.
We wouldn't be doing our job at our best if we didn't talk about at least one guy from the 2027 class. It's the contact period now, so there's going to be a lot of movement going on there.
Yeah, 100%. And when you look at the 2027, Claudia, it's this class that we've talked about for quite some time now as a really, really special class. This kid popped up on the scene this year. Yeah, Zane Zion, 6'5", 260, giant wingspan, playing on the opposite side of Jelani George, 2028 for Desert Edge. And I remember talking to Coach Henry. I talked to Coach Henry quite a few times this season, and he's got so many great players. The coaching staff at Desert Edge does such a great job. And I remember him telling me before the season, he's like, watch out for this kid, just a big bloomer. And boy, did he bloom big time. And just in the last couple of weeks, Claudia, University of Georgia, Auburn, UCLA, and Texas coming in this past week. Some of the best schools in the entire country recruiting this kid. The film and the frame they match. I think it's a situation where coaches are coming in to see this kid in person. They're going to see Jelani George and then all the other athletes at Desert Edge. It's like almost every single one of their starters is going to be a D1 kid, but they see him, the frame and the physicality, they match what they see on tape. It's a no-brainer. You're going to offer this kid, but Yazine Zion, there's going to be a lot of schools after him as we ramp up through spring ball.
I mean, there's already a lot of schools after him. That's a dozen offers for him now. He does have in-state offers from the University of Arizona and from the Sun Devils. So there's always that opportunity there as well for any of our listeners who I know are always asking, where are in-state guys? There's a chance. You never know. But that does it for the very first edition of the Recruiting Roundup in the new year, where Cody and I are back as your dynamic duo. At least I hope you think that about us. Thanks so much for joining us this week on the Recruiting Roundup.
Thank you to Cody and Sam. And don't forget, everyone, for all of our content, head to sports360az.com. That's sports360az.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.